I'm Vermont Edition producer Daniela Fierro, popping in to say we've edited this podcast a little for clarity and brevity. Thanks for listening.
About once a month, our team gets hungry. Hungrier than usual. That usually means it's time to invite on a food writer from 7 Days to share some mouthwatering updates from our region's food and beverage scene. Here in the studio with me today is Melissa Passanen, food and drink editor and writer at 7 Days. Melissa, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
All right, so I got to ask, are you a raw milk person?
I mean, I don't mind drinking it. I am, as your guest said, not too old, not immunocompromised, but I do know people who've gotten pretty sick from it, from good sources. So I reserve judgment. It's not a thing for me, yeah, particularly.
Yeah, my main takeaway from that conversation with there's a lot of assessing of your own personal comfort and risk and getting to know a farm as well,
right,
as you can.
Right.
Well, to gently transition us away from the raw milk scene and towards the restaurant scene. You have been reporting on some local businesses that are very closely connected to the farms where they get their produce and meats from. Let's start with 1000 Stone Farm in,
yes,
Brookfield. Tell us about it.
So I got to go there, it was probably 5 or 6 weeks ago now, and wrote a feature. So 1000 Stone Farm is owned by Betsy Simpson and Kyle Doda, who are married couple, and they, folks in the Burlington area probably know them because they're a fixture at the Burlington Farmers Market. They grow all sorts of vegetables, mushrooms, lots of different kinds of meats. They do not raise dairy, but they source that all locally. And what they've done this winter is they've launched a Friday, Saturday on-farm restaurant. I did not know that Betsy, who grew up on a dairy farm in Braintree, is a Culinary Institute of America alum.
Ooh.
But she didn't really want to be in the restaurant world. She came back home and went into farming, started working for Kyle. Then they started dating. It's actually a sweet. It ran around February 14th. So it was a sweet, like, relationship
little
story.
Valentine's Day tie-in.
But anyway, they have this lovely new space on their farm in Brookfield, where on Fridays and Saturdays you can go and Betsy's in the kitchen literally cooking with ingredients that she and Kyle and their small team have raised. I mean, it just couldn't get more farm to table than that. I don't think, I did look into it. There are a couple other trained chefs who are also farmers, but no one who has like a regular restaurant, as far as I know, on their farm who is the farmer and chef in one. And the food is delicious. They make great pizza. We had, this goat porchetta, goat panuozzo, which was a new word to me.
Yeah.
It's like an Italian pizza sandwich. So they use their pizza dough.
An Italian pizza sandwich?
Yes. I mean, what could be better than that?
Sounds great.
It was just delicious. And, and Kyle makes cider on farm with apples that he raises, orchard, and also some wild apples. So you're having his cider, Betsy's like beautiful food, and you're in this, it's just a really bright, warm space. They're only open through the end of March, and then they're going to take a break to get the farming season going, probably planning to reopen in July with some additional assistance. Nice. But it's really a cool, very Vermont-y, obviously, farm-to-table situation there. I highly recommend.
You also wrote about a market in Middlesex that is selling some delicious products like fondue kits and seafood spreads.
Yes,
which
obviously are not. Well, although those are pears. So we've written about him. He's in the Northeast Kingdom.
Yeah.
He makes them. Obviously, the fish is not from Vermont. But yes, that was actually a story by former staff food editor, writer Suzanne Podheiser, who still freelances for us, about Roots Farm Market Middlesex. And that's also a couple who started farming and still do, Bear Roots Farm in Williamstown. And they have this beautiful retail market that they've recently expanded, where it started for them to sell their own vegetables and not have to schlep to the Montpelier Market, to the Burlington Market. And then they have expanded it now, and they have just all sorts of wonderful things. gifts, and it's regionally, I think, sourced mostly, but a lot of local food. They do prepared foods, so you can get salads made with local ingredients and some frozen food. And it's just a beautiful space. It was a very old building. They've done a lot of work to it, and they recently expanded the retail and also some of the infrastructure that just helps them deal with better offloading and storage. And it's really, if you're going to Red Hen in Middlesex right off the freeway, you can just pop a little bit further and get really good groceries at their spot.
Well, speaking of the infrastructure, that reminds me of something else 7 Days wrote about recently. Gilfeather's Fine Provisions in Ferrisburg in Addison County just opened in a church that they bought from the town. Is that right?
Yeah, they didn't open yet. They're in the process.
Okay, in the process.
That will be later this year. But yeah, my colleague Jordan reported on that. It's on her commute from Burlington to Virgins. But yeah, Rick Benson and his wife, they have had the Gilfeathers in that little kind of low-slung building for, I don't know how many years. I didn't print out Jordan's piece, but it's been there for a while. I mean, I remember Rick when he was the chef at O. Old-timers may remember that down on the waterfront where Deep City is now and Foam Brewers. So he decided to go into the sort of market business instead, and they will be expanding into the old, was a church, a brown building, much larger, but they have to do a lot of work to that, so that won't reopen there. Well, I mean, it's still open, but it won't move there until later this year, for sure.
Well, let's stick with some other Addison County restaurant news. Bobcat Cafe in Bristol is a longstanding favorite in that part of the state. And I see that it just sold. Do you think we're going to see any big changes?
They are not planning. Yes. Yeah, so it sold. Aaron and Sanderson Wheeler, who had owned it for, I think, almost 14 years or maybe just around 14 years, chef, owner, couple. They were proteges of Michelle Mahe, who was the late owner of Black Sheep Bistro and Bearded Frog in Shelburne. So they sold it. They were kind of ready for a change, and it sold to a pair of brothers, John and Christopher Ruggiero. And Christopher actually has a background in restaurants, and they both fairly recently moved to Vermont, and they seem committed to keeping it as the community spot hub that it's been. So we'll see. But it is always interesting when longtime businesses change hands. Another one, North Country Donuts, which isn't as longstanding as that, but in Morrisville, beloved for their donuts, which sell out like every weekend. Oh, and their apple fritters. That was sold by Nicole Maddox, who founded it and moved it, a home bakery, into Morrisville several years ago, sold to a guy, Dan Gwaltney, who has worked in education, was a teacher, worked in education software, but was a serious hobby baker and wanted to buy it. So he said that's been a really interesting transition. The funniest thing he said was how seriously people take their apple fritters. He's like, you know, is it the right density? Is it the right fluffiness? Do you have the right ratio of apple to dough? Made me really want an apple fritter, actually. But yeah, so it's really good to see all of those transition, though, that people are keeping them going and that people are interested in being in this business, which is pretty tough right now.
Yeah. Well, let's switch here from sweet to savory and spicy as well. Now, I always like to hear what you're working on, Melissa, for 7 Days. But when I asked my producer ahead of this segment, she said, Melissa really wants you to try hot sauce on air. And I said, absolutely not. I'm a big baby. I don't need people to hear that over the airwaves. What are you writing about with hot sauce? Why did you want me to have it on air?
Yeah, so this will be in next week's paper. I'm just finishing up the story about Butterfly Bakery of Vermont, which is based in South Barry. And Claire George has built a pretty amazing business. It doesn't just make hot sauces. Obviously, Butterfly Bakery, she started baking naturally sweetened, maple sweetened cookies and those kinds of things. But she has built a serious presence in hot sauces. And currently, one of them is on this season's Hot Ones, which, for those who are not familiar, is a very popular YouTube interview show.
Like enormously popular.
Yes. Like, okay, so I just was telling John, one of your producers, who apparently is a chili head, about the Lady Gaga episode. Okay, so Claire has one of her sauces for the third time. She's been on it three times. And interestingly enough, there's a Vermont connection there. The company that picks the hot sauces for Hot Ones, which is an interview show where famous people like Lady Gaga and Shaquille O'Neal answer questions about their career as they eat through an increasingly spicy number of wings with hot sauces on them. 10, precisely, in fact. So the guy who picks the hot sauces, this guy Noah Chamberg, he actually lived in South Burlington for 4 years. Now he's in New York, and he's made a very good business out of selecting the sauces that Hot Ones use and then selling them. So anyway, so I was going to bring you the one that's on the show right now, but it is on the hotter side. It is in berth number 7. It's not super hot, but it definitely has a kick to it.
Okay. I feel like I need to try that in the privacy of my own home, perhaps a glass of some type of milk.
Milk, exactly. You are right. No water. When they're drinking water, I'm like, that is not helping you.
Spreading it around.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's next week's show. I mean, next week's story.
So have you learned? I assume that there's a number of folks who make great hot sauce in our region. Are you focusing specifically on Butterfly Bakery?
Well, yeah, because they're on Hot Ones.
But I'm curious if it's led you towards any other local producers.
I remember a number of years ago looking at the City Market like website where you can submit your new products, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like, please, no more salsas or hot sauces because we have too many. But the very cool thing about Claire and Butterfly Bakery is they source 100% of the produce in those hot sauces from Vermont, well, from farms within 200 miles of their location, which are mostly Vermont, which is pretty amazing. Like, she had to make 36,000 bottles of this Hot House hot sauce to sell through The Hedonist for the Hot Ones show. And she was like, oh my gosh, I need 500 pounds of cilantro. And this was like in October when, you know, most
of
the cilantro is gone.
You're not going to just pick that up at the farmer's market.
Exactly. Yeah. And 500 pounds of cilantro is a lot.
Oh my gosh, that's so much.
She found it, but it's pretty amazing. 1 year she bought 20,000 pounds of chili peppers from local farms.
Wow.
No, every year she does. Sorry. Every year she bought 20,000. No, and 1 year she bought 100,000 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that was a stock up year. But 20,000 pounds is a lot.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun.
All right. One more question for you, Melissa, before we have to let you get back to eating and writing. Is there one meal that you have had in your reporting or in your own personal life recently that has stuck out to you and brightened your day in this dreary time of year that we're in?
Well, this was in December, but it relates to a story that my colleague Jordan wrote, Fifth Quarter, which has Josh Turka, who makes amazing charcuterie. He did a special project with Frankie's downtown, and we had some of that delicious pork, mortadella, tortellini, just dreamy, so dreamy. Mm. So I'm still thinking
still
about that.
Still dreaming of it.
Yes. And I'm really excited to get to Elliot Sion's new place. I have to give a quick shout out, Middle Eastern, The Wise Fool. He opened for takeout, like literally just in the last week or so, in the old North End, where Shinjuku Station used to be. And I'm very excited for that.
Mm, great. Well, we always love hearing your recommendations. Melissa Passanen of 7 Days, thank you so much for joining us.
So great to be here, as always.
And you can find all of their food and beverage writing in print, in newsstands around the state, or on the 7 Days website as well.